It's 9/11. Now, the deadly shootings like the one at the mall in Columbia over the weekend are sadly becoming all too familiar in the American experience. So what can we do to cope, and how do we talk with one another about the concerns related to it? Joining us now is Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute. Dr. Hall, it's good to have you with us this morning, because no doubt there are a lot of parents who are thinking, I know I need to reach out to my kids here and talk with them about this, but I'm really not sure how to approach it. What would you recommend?
Good morning, Mike and Joan. Here we are again. I'm so sorry. Well, the first thing that we need to do is realize that we have to all become more aware, especially in the families, because I think the number one way we could maybe slow this down or stop it is we have to have more awareness in the family of our children. In the wake of this, what we really need to do is focus on not talking, but listening to our children. And dinner time is huge. Also, turn off the TV. You may want to have a board game. Children aren't really good if you look at them and ask them things face to face. But if you do something like go get ice cream, whatever it is, do something that isn't distracting, but something that doesn't actually focus on it. But then you bring up the conversation to see what they're doing or what they're thinking. Also, please don't forget that a lot of children, whether it's a stuffed animal, sleeping with a dog, even if you don't let your child sleep with a dog or have it in their room, children are very tactile and they have security and things like that. Even keeping a nightlight on, you may want to do for a while. This really shakes children from their frames more than we can possibly know. So families are huge in schools right now.
You know, when this happened, my kids happened to be at another mall, and I found myself calling them and saying, hey, are you okay? Maybe you should come home. And I think maybe my anxiety lit an anxiety in them
sure.
that didn't need to be there. But, you know, that mom and you comes out and you wonder where they are and what they're doing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing we have to be careful of as moms and dads and all that stuff is hypervigilance. That after something happens, if the parent continues to be stressed or if the parent continues to be hypervigilant, we have studies that actually show you, of course, children mirror their parents' stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. So the more confident and, you know, the thing is, please remember that when you have a plan, people feel more in control. When you don't have a plan, you go crazy and get hypervigilant. You need to talk about a family plan. That if this happens or they hear about it, you'll get a call within, you know, you have to call home within 5 or 10 minutes to tell me you're okay.
Right.
If you're at a mall, you meet at a certain place. And again, go online, please, and find out. I actually have a book on it. What happens if you're in a mall or in a public place when there is a shooting? Where do you go? What do you do to save your own life?
Right.
And if your children knew this, not hyper crazy, but if they knew this too, it would make you feel more confident. Mm-hmm.
I love your advice about we all need to be more aware. We got to pick their brains, even when they're not in the mood to talk with us. And we got to find all sorts of vehicles to encourage them to open up so we know what's going on, so we can help them.
Well, and remember, the only security kids have right now, seriously, the fundamental taproot of their being is your home, because that's their cocoon and that's their sanctuary. Don't ever forget the power of family rituals. Every single person during these shootings must have breakfast. I don't care if it's 5 or 10 minutes. You need to look into your child's eyes and see what they're thinking. You might even want to pack lunch, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but at least you're taking a part of that home with them during school. Also, don't forget, you know, game night, meals, go for walks. You know, we always went for walks every night with our kids. You wouldn't believe what they'll tell you
right.
when you shoot baskets together.
Listen, Dr. Hall, thanks so much. You know, we have to talk about this because it is a way of helping one another, even though we're all getting sick and tired of these events happening over and over again. Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Thanks.